Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Ray Keating being back on the show. Ray is a longtime member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1999. We'll celebrate his 18th anniversary later this year. Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Author of a number of books, including the Pastor Stephen Grant novel series. What's that, six now?
Six now, yes, absolutely.
What is that? A sextology? What would that be? It's not a trilogy. What's it? Is that like a double trilogy? What's it called?
I'll go with double trilogy. How's
double
that?
Trilogy.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, I think sextology sounds better, though. But anyway, welcome back, Ray. Ray, one of the things I wanted to get you to comment on this segment is minimum wage. I just talked a little bit about minimum wage to my audience, just giving them a little bit of a tour of where we've come. You don't remember this, but back in the 70s, when minimum wage would go up, even like from $1.25 to $1.40, it was inflationary because there were so many people in the economy, you know, at that level. It was actually an inflation. I mean, the Fed worried about minimum wage increases back in those days.
Well, the Fed got everything wrong in the 70s. So.
But they worried about it, though. I mean, it was a concern. These days, minimum wage increase is not as big a deal. In fact, I polled my audience about it, and they're not even as concerned about it as they used to be. And so I think it's because, number one, they're already paying their people better than they used to. Number one. Number two, if things get too tough from a payroll standpoint, they have other technological options that they can and are using. So it's not as big a deal. What do you think?
Well, I wouldn't say it's not a big deal. I think it is a big deal.
I said as big a deal.
Yeah. Well, yes and no. I mean, you're right about certain businesses not paying that level, but of course, there's that impact of the minimum wage in terms of how it, you know, tends to push other wages up and so on. And this is why labor unions, nobody in a labor union is getting paid a minimum wage, but they
right.
love pushing the minimum wage
right.
higher. Also, it depends on what business you're in, what industry you're in. Some small businesses are going to be able to automate. Some small businesses
you
that
can't
are really
automate a hotel room cleaning, though, can you?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So they're not going to be able to do that. So you still got to figure out how to deal with those additional costs. And then ultimately, though, you know, the group that's hurt the most by the minimum wage are the people that it's supposed to help, and that's low skilled, young, inexperienced workers, and they're the ones that are pushed out of they're the ones that face reduced job opportunities. That's the number one group that gets hurt by the minimum wage are those individuals.
Well, the point is, I think the thing I'm trying to move toward is, there was a time when the people who screamed the loudest were the employers, and now the people who should be screaming the loudest are the employees.
Well, I think the employees always should have, but they've never, you know.
That's right.
It's sold as a bill. You know, I mean, listen, it's sold as it's a political ploy, and it sounds great, doesn't it?
It's like, a lie. It's a political.
Yeah, government's going to wave a magic wand, and I'm going to get a pay raise. How could I be against that? But the economics are the economics, and it's always been those low-skilled, inexperienced young workers that get hit hardest.
And you never hear anybody else talk about it. I talk about this all the time. I always include in my discussion of this is the morale factor that it has in a company. Whenever you hear the talking heads on television talking about minimum wage, nobody ever brings up morale. It's because they don't know anything about how business runs, these talking heads. I mean, they know about minimum wage, but they don't know the fact that if somebody's been with a company 2 years and they've earned a $2 raise up to $10, and all of a sudden minimum wage goes to $10, and the person they're training who doesn't know where the bathroom is now making the same thing they're making, that's a morale problem.
Of course it is. And of course they don't understand how one climbs the economic ladder, that one gains experience, yep. gains new yep. skills, and that's how you make more money. They don't understand this at
but
all.
But in my predictions, Ray, I predicted that the Democrats would use minimum wage as a bargaining chip to get what they want. That wasn't much of a prediction. My prediction was that President Trump will take it.
Well, unfortunately, if that's the case, that'll be a strike against.
He's got less of an attitude towards minimum wage than other Republican presidents would have.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I mean, I think that's probably correct.
Yeah. So interesting. Here's the question. Here's a real important question, and maybe we can touch on this in the next segment. Of the 20 states that are going to raise minimum wage this year, 4 or 5 of them are in your top 10 for states that are the best for business.
Yeah, we have 50.
Can you comment on that when we come back?
Sure.
Because I'd like to know how could that be? And I think a lot of other folks will too. And many other things from our good friend Ray Keating, SBECouncil.org. That's his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.